Welcome to the Spoken Gospel Podcast. Spoken Gospel is a ministry that's dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. In Luke 24, Jesus told his disciples that every part of the Bible was about him. So each week, hosts David and Seth work through a passage of Scripture to see how it's all about Jesus and his good news. Let's jump in.
All right. Well, welcome everyone to the Spoken Gospel Podcast. Seth, how are you?
I'm feeling great. I got a new haircut today.
You did. It looks great.
I feel
You're feeling slick.
Slick.
Feeling put together.
I've been having this long debate with the length of my hair.
You have been.
I've been growing it out.
It's weird is when the debate becomes audible and I hear you arguing with your hair.
Yeah.
You will grow longer.
No, I won't. It's more the other way. It keeps growing longer and I hate it more and more as it grows out.
Yeah.
But I'm convinced it's like, well, it's probably just because I'm not styling it right or I'm not taking care of it. But like finally, I think it's like the haircut's right, the length is right, and I like my long hair.
There you go.
So I know you are all waiting.
They've been dying.
Dying to
Everyone's
know
been
about
waiting.
My relationship with my longer hair.
We're all rejoicing
but
with you.
But it's here.
We are rejoicing with you who rejoice. We have a special episode today.
We do.
Because we have a lot to cover. But this is a little different of an episode. We're not necessarily going through a biblical passage today. This is really
an update for you
guys. An update. We want to talk to our friends who listen. We had a comment recently who someone said, like, I listen to you guys all the time. It kind of just feels like you're my best friends. It's like, and I don't know if that's sad.
Yeah.
It's not sad. We see you.
We love being your digital friends.
Yeah, absolutely. So we just kind of wanted to paint this as a, like, hey, can we just get on? A lot's going on here at Spoken Gospel and with the podcast, and we just want to like talk to our friends for a second.
Yeah, we've for a long time talked about this room, this podcast, like our dinner table conversations. We're capturing what David and I used to do around dinner tables for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's like we want to gather our friends around the dinner table for a second
and
talk family business.
Right. So
family
business, what's going on? The highlight is, and then I want to like step back. The highlight is we have crossed the halfway point for this kind of inaugural project here at Spoken Gospel.
Which is preaching the gospel from every literary unit and book of the Bible.
That's right.
That's the first project.
That's right. And to do so through introduction videos of every book.
750 devotionals and however many podcasts.
And we're about halfway through that now, which is really exciting. But on top of that, there's also been this really interesting shift that's happening here inside of Spoken Gospel when it comes to the rhythms of how we prepare for our content and release our content. And things are starting to, for the first time ever, have the ability to sync up where we can be working on our devotionals and our introduction videos while we're podcasting. And everything kind of now has this magnetic center right here on these two microphones around the podcast, which has always been the dream.
We just never slowed down for long enough to make it happen. Normally, David and I are podcasting something we studied for that we made an introduction for 4 months ago, and we're working our way through it. And the podcast was helpful back then, but not so anymore. But
yes,
no longer.
We have slowed down enough to be able to sync up our systems. Which means every now and then for our YouTube audience, maybe even for our podcast audience, you might see us go dark for a week or two just as we're starting to sync those systems up.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought this would be a cool moment, both and here later in the episode, I'll talk about why this is such a good thing for you guys as our podcast like dinner table guests, but also how it's good for us too and how we got here.
For our souls.
So let me back up because a lot of people probably don't know the story of kind of how we got to halfway, right?
Right.
Like, how did we get here?
Yeah.
And I just think it's cool to kind of tell that story. So Spoken Gospel started, incorporated, if you will, back in 2018.
And that was after you and I started podcasting? Or did you incorporate before?
No, it was right after. Like, yeah, we started podcasting.
The Book of Exodus, just me and you in a church basement.
Yeah. No, that was after.
Was that after?
I think so. I'd have to go back and look at when we released our first episode.
About the same time.
Yeah. So this is what, 3 years ago or longer, 3.5 years ago. Yeah. Back in 2018, we started podcasting through the Book of Exodus because we just wanted to like talk through the Bible in a Jesus-centered way.
That was back when I was still a youth pastor, employed at a church.
Which I still go to.
Which you still go to, yep.
And so we were doing that. We started Spoken Gospel for about 6-7 months. We were starting to figure out what our products would look like, what our resources would look
like. And that was you and Eric Smith, our COO. Yep. I was still employed at the church, freelancing for you guys.
Yep. We had a small, like, 2-person full-time team with, like, a basically full-time third person who was our videographer. And we were just trying to figure out what this looked like. And so we shot our first video in December of 2018 and on the book of Exodus.
Why did we start with Exodus?
Because, like, that's what we were podcasting.
Really?
Yes.
That was how. That's really funny.
Yeah, because like that's the one I know. And it was also, no, you know what? That's not why. Thinking back on it, it's because we had some ideas for the other Torah books, the other books in the Torah. But Exodus, we wanted it to be a painting. So if you go watch it, it's a painting.
Yeah.
And the artist, the muralist that we got, he lives in Memphis. And the only time we could get with his schedule was like right before Christmas.
Okay.
In December. And we're like, well, I guess we have to film it then. And maybe we can wait to release it. And just like couldn't get everything else, the funding and the ideas and the cast and everything together for anything else. And we had this big event in February that wanted us to show a Spoken Gospel video for 18,000 people. And we're like, we don't want to miss that opportunity.
So let's do Exodus.
So let's just release Exodus. And now we're forever haunted by having started chronologically.
Acanonically,
yes.
Which, why did we start Exodus? Why did we start with that book podcasting?
I don't know.
Do you
remember?
I have no idea.
Maybe we just thought it'd be interesting.
You know, I think it was about the time I was studying the book of Exodus for a sermon series.
Ah, that's right. And you were like, well, this would sync up with what I'm doing. And I was like, great, I don't care.
And then we started Exodus. Yeah. That's really funny.
So we fell into starting with the book of Exodus.
Regardless.
We did that. We showed the video at this big conference in Tennessee and launched the website, the Spoken Gospel website, the same day. And it started,
Going.
It was very crazy. Eric and I were posted up in a Starbucks across the street from the convention center where the conference was. And he was like trying to finish his MBA, his Master of Business Administration, while trying to get the last bit of code finished for the website.
So that when you announced on stage across the street,
you can go to SpokenGospel.com.
That it would be ready like 20 minutes from
now. Yes, exactly. Yeah. It was crazy. And so that's what was going on. And so we did that. Then after the release of that, we started filming the rest of the Torah, and we released Genesis in April 2019 and released the rest of the Torah up through August of 2019.
Okay.
So Torah's out August 2019, our first 5 introduction videos. During this time, I'm also starting to write our first round of devotionals.
Yeah, I was still podcasting with you, but not on the staff.
Nope.
I think I might have been writing...
Yeah, you might
odd,
have,
like an you odd thing here there. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either. But yeah, so I wrote, I don't remember when I finished, but I wrote 84 devotionals on the Torah, I think in the first like year and a half. But they were just kind of sitting there. We were iterating with what they would look like with YouVersion.
While at the same time doing the introductions.
That's right.
And nailing those down.
Yes. And so we were like sending YouVersion our video ideas for how to do our devotionals. If you've seen them now, you know, I'm really proud of them. I think they're helpful. I think they look good. But like that's like round 5 of iterations. It started out as an animation.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, so we started with Exodus and it was like this little animation of like a burning bush and like words and like, oh, it was like we mapped out the literary pericope on a timeline as a voiceover walked through the video.
So it was like, it was Exodus 4-5 and like the longer...
The line got, the farther into the story we were.
Interesting.
Yeah. And yeah, they hated that idea. So our poor animator was like, oh, darn it. I spent
all
so
that work.
Much time. And so anyway, so we were iterating those. And then after the Torah, then we moved into the Gospels for our introductions, and we released those from September of 2019 through the end of the year.
I was writing for you then.
Yes, you
I
were.
Think I wrote
you
John.
Were, John, you
John.
Definitely did John.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we were working on the Devos then. I think we might have even, we were filming the Devos around that time too for the Torah at that point. And then in 2020, we released Wisdom Series for our intros. We released Our first Pauline epistle set.
Yep.
Like 1 Corinthians and Romans and Thessalonians and stuff like that. And then last year, 2021, we released Major Prophets, History, and the Prison Epistles.
And the way that that was happening behind the scenes at that point with regards to the podcast was that I was still freelancing with you, but we were kind of going through the books still chapter by chapter.
Yes.
I wasn't on staff here either.
Nope. We would hop on like a basically a Zoom call.
Yeah.
And we would look at each other through our computer screens and talk on different microphones in different states.
In different states. But I don't think we even started doing introductions the way that we're doing them now.
No.
Until around the time I came on staff.
Yeah, introductions for the podcast happened.
The podcasts, the way that you came up with scripts and storyboards and screenplays was based on private study.
Yeah, my own study.
And us talking on the phone and as friends.
That's right.
Or at wherever.
Yeah. I remember taking you out to lunch while you were in town randomly. And I was like, okay, what's a through line for the book of Jonah? Or for the book of Daniel?
Yeah.
And you came up with, despite what it looks like, God is in control. So that's how it used to kind of come about.
Yeah.
Always still around our conversations, but not recorded.
Right. And so as the years went on, though, and the podcast became more of its own thing, as the audience started growing, you and I realized, it would be really helpful to have like an introduction podcast that kind of sets up the main themes that can help inform the study that we do for the introductions and for the devotionals later on down the line.
Yeah.
So we started doing that.
We did. And I do find those very helpful.
And there was a season where I think we did like 12 intros in a row just to catch up on the backlog of things that had gone, that we wanted to build scripts for.
That's right.
But didn't go through them verse by verse so that we could have more introductions of more books so that we could do the screenplays.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that catches us up almost to present time. And you can see kind of the swirling mess of introductions. Oh, but where are the devos at? And the podcast is trying to catch up, and it has to not go verse by verse because it has to do an introduction, you know, and we were just like, we were trying to keep pace with everything. And so we hit this season recently in the last 3 weeks where we've just gone like, hold on, what if we just paused?
What if we stopped trying to do 12 different things at once
and
be in 15 different books at the same time and stop for a second?
Yeah. And could we sync up our systems and create a more healthy rhythm to work in, but that would also create a better product, a better resource that allowed Seth and me and the others on the writing team and the broader team at Spoken Gospel to be more meditative when we're in a book, to bring their full like selves and worship of God to bear on a book.
Yeah.
What would that do?
Yeah. Because previously the way it's functionally worked since I've been on staff, we'll do an introduction and we'll kind of take that introduction into a meeting. Like, here's what's happening in the book of Jonah.
Yeah. Everybody on the team listen to the introduction podcast.
Yes. And then we'll go from there.
Right.
And then the next week we would be recording. Okay. Now we're in the introductory podcast for the book of Joel.
Right.
And then next week we're in Amos, and we're moving so fast. And by the time we're working on those screenplays or those devotionals,
we podcasted 7 weeks ago.
So like all the time, like we were benefiting from that study.
Oh yeah.
But like the multiplying benefit of like thinking about Daniel, podcasting about Daniel, writing about Daniel, dreaming about Daniel, writing a screenplay about Daniel, having office conversations about Daniel, all at the same time, had not been happening. And the few times that it happened, it was really
so
sweet
good.
And cool. We should fight for this, right?
Yeah.
And we're like, but we have too much to do.
Yeah.
And we never did. Until recently.
Until recently. And so I think now we're kind of caught up to today. And I think this is the good news for those of you who are listening around the dinner table with us, is I think what you'll experience, starting with, what book will this start kicking off with?
Titus? I think it's 1 and 2 Timothy.
1 and 2 Timothy.
1 and 2 Timothy.
Yeah. So I think once we start getting into the pastoral epistles,
Or Philemon even.
Maybe even Philemon.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll start to see some of this. Maybe, and we won't be talking about it, which is why you're listening to this episode.
Yeah.
But hopefully you'll see the fruit of it, and that we think that there will be richer podcasts.
Yeah.
More full thoughts, I think.
One of the things we had talked about multiple times as we were kind of running up into like our own frenetic pace was that we loved, it felt like earlier iterations of the podcast, earlier episodes of the podcast were just these long explorations of what's happening in Exodus. And we would just keep talking until about an hour was up, and then we'd shut the mic off, knowing the next week we would keep exploring through the next passage.
Yeah, we didn't have like a goal to get to. We would just talk until time ran out.
And increasingly, we felt like more and more enslaved to getting another piece of content out so that it exists so that we can move on to right. do other things. And we lost that sense of discovery, or like it was still there, but just buried a little bit. And we were like, no, we really want to fight for the contemplative, slow pacing through a book of the Bible mm-hmm. with a lot of intentionality. And that's what we're trying to fight for and recover right. in this next season.
Yeah, so hopefully that means you guys will be getting not only better episodes, but more episodes.
Yep.
And hopefully also getting back into as much as possible, or I think maybe even perennially, those chapter-by-chapter episodes, yes. which I think end up being a lot of people's favorites.
Yeah, and I think if we plan the calendar out right, we should... I think only be podcasting at the same time we're writing screenplays and
That's
doing
right.
everything else book by book. So until the end of the project,
yep.
we should.
Which also means what's cool about that is as a listener of the podcast, you're getting something nobody else gets. You get behind the scenes. You get our first look at what we're going to put on the screen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Whenever you listen to 1st and 2nd Timothy, those will be our most unedited thoughts. And you'll hear the swirling ideas of what we believe is happening in those pastoral epistles, and those will turn into our screenplays eventually. Yeah.
Which is just cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Anything else that's on? Oh, I mean, I think there's also a cool story with like how we've been, like, how God's been growing mm-hmm. kind of our, like, what He's able to, like, what He's doing with this podcast and with the intros and everything. Back in 2019. Our resources reached 1.2 million people or accessed 1.2 million times.
That means people watched our content for at least yep. a certain number of minutes.
That's right. Yep. Listen to it. Download a podcast episode.
Watch one of our devos.
Finished your reading plan. Yeah. Something like that.
Okay.
1.2 million in our first year. In 2020, that jumped almost tenfold or basically tenfold to 11 million. And
crazy.
Then this last year in 2021, 23 million. And I think what would be really easy to do in this moment, which we're not doing, is be like, well, you know, yeah, it's been swirling and yeah, it's been kind of frenetic and we've been doing 15 books at once. And even the website got launched and the first video got premiered in kind of a swirling pool of hecticness as me and Eric were in Starbucks trying to code the site right before it went live. It's like, you know what? It's working. Look, I mean, we're growing.
Yeah.
Let's just keep running ourselves into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be to buy the lie that Spoken Gospel's growth is because of our effort.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
And the truth is that we just think that the more we slow down and allow the truths that we're publishing to impact us first.
Yeah.
And truly worship Jesus in that text, then God will provide all the growth that He wants and that we need.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of another heart shift. We've been talking a lot about, like, I think logistical shifts, but I think behind it all for all of us here at Spoken Gospel has been a heart shift that we want to worship first.
Yeah. We would rather spend unhurried time in God's word than make the next thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that goes to a metaphor. It's a really biblical metaphor that Seth brought on with him when he started at Spoken Gospel back in 2020. 2020. Yes, 2020.
Yeah.
Which is about a tree. Do you want to share about
that? Yeah. When I first came on staff, I talked about a tree can produce a ton of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But if it has shallow roots, it's going to fall over.
Right.
And the more fruit we get with the shallower roots, the more easily it would fall over.
Right. We become top heavy.
We become top heavy, ungrounded, and we would fall over. So the more fruit we have, it necessitates deeper and deeper roots into the Word of God, the goodness of the gospel, and the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And it was like, we have to start cultivating that.
Yeah.
And we've been working on that behind the scenes, like deeper roots, seeking God's presence more and more over time.
Yeah.
And I think, and God has been faithful to do something with Spoken Gospel's fruit, which is kind of very humbling. And I feel like unworthy, we've talked about this, I feel unworthy to steward the fruit
right.
that the deep roots
have produced.
Yeah. And so what you're hearing here is not only a continuation of that theme, but a deepening of the theme. Like, we want the podcast to be a version of, to continue to drill down deeper and deeper into the soil of God's word and the good news of the gospel.
That this podcast isn't us just bearing fruit for you guys to enjoy. That this is actually a time where Seth and I stop and slow down and worship and meditate on the Bible together.
Yes, which is, I mean, in some ways, it's what started you and I on the whole journey of seeing Jesus in all scripture. Sitting down, having dinner, and talking about Jesus in Deuteronomy, in Ezekiel, in whatever it was.
Yeah.
And this is the place where it keeps growing from. And we want to go deeper there rather than skip over that.
Yeah. So it's really special. This, even just this little walk down memory lane has been pretty special. So. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening to that.
Yeah. Thank you. hopefully it wasn't self-indulgent.
Yeah. Even if it was, it was worth it.
It was worth it.
I liked the conversation.
We're halfway through the project, and we're really excited with what God's doing in us personally, but also he's doing in our audience and the impact we continue to see around the world.
Yeah. And so I think to end, I think like the prayer is that you would grow deeper roots, that like, God wants you to have deep roots.
Yeah.
And that as you kind of journey with us in the Bible, not only with spoken gospel, but through your all different kinds of ways, that like you're just growing deeper spiritual roots and that God will bear fruit in its season as you sit by the stream of water that is the presence of Jesus.
Yeah.
And that we just want all of our podcast listeners to become the person described in Psalm 1.
Mm-hmm.
That this podcast would be an excuse for you every week or whenever you listen to it, to just stop and be the tree planted by a stream of water, and that you would just grow.
Yeah.
So like, that's our hope for you in this season. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. And halfway there, we'll keep going. And then after that,
although we'll have more. Technically the podcast isn't quite halfway there.
Yeah.
The podcast will take longer.
It will.
As it should.
As it should.
As roots take long times to grow.
Yes. Yeah. I think we might technically like cover every book maybe with an intro.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at it that way, it's halfway.
Yeah.
But for us to go through every chapter, not quite.
Because I don't think our current timeline takes into account us like trying to go through the Gospels chapter by chapter.
Right.
Which I'm like, we got to do that.
We have to do that.
We got
to
do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We should totally do that.
Ezekiel.
Anyway, Ezekiel. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Samuel. Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, friends. Thanks for joining us at the dinner table for a second.
Yeah.
We so appreciate you, and we can't wait to grow deep roots with you together in the Word of God. So, until then, we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Spoken Gospel Podcast. Spoken Gospel creates short films, devotionals, and podcasts like this one. Everything we make is free because of generous supporters like you. To see our resources, visit SpokenGospel.com or subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thanks for listening. See you next week.